Welcome to the SDSU Extension Radio Network. I'm Pam Geppert. While oat production has dwindled over the years in South Dakota, there are many reasons to consider growing the crop again. New genetics from the South Dakota Oat Breeding Program are high-yielding and quite tolerant to disease. In addition, oats work well in rotation with row crops, explains Melanie Caffey, South Dakota oat breeder.
The advantage of having oats in a corn-soybean rotation is including a small grain is better for soil health. So there is also farmers that are interested in oats for that aspect of improving soil characteristics.
Performance trials across South Dakota reveal three-year yield averages of nearly 150 bushels per acre in central regions, about 120 bushels in eastern trials, and roughly 90 bushel per acre averages in western South Dakota. Caffey has released five oat varieties for South Dakota growers since 2019, with the newest lines, SD Ranger, which will be available to farmers this spring, and SD Soldier, which will be offered to farmers next year. Some of those South Dakota lines are dual purpose, which means they can be feed or forage.
If you want to maximize the tonnage for forage production, I think that you would be better off with a variety that are like SD Momentum or SD Titan that are later that perform very well in the forage trial.
Data from the 2025 oat variety performance trials can be found online at the SDSU Extension website. Visit extension.sdstate.edu and click on the Other Crops tab to access the results.